Good morning. Can I add my welcome to Steve's welcome? If you don't know me, I'm Joel, the vicar here. There's a few people here I don't recognise. So if you are a visitor today and we've not said hello, please catch me on the way out. I'd love to meet you. You're very welcome. Everyone's very welcome. I hope you've got the Bible open. The page number is on the screen behind me there, 624. It's one of the Psalms. Before I forget, before I start talking about that, there's a couple of pots that have appeared out the front of the church building with some imitation flowers. If it's yours, it's a nice gesture, but we don't really want them there because they will probably become a nuisance. If no one says it's theirs and anyone else would like them, you're very welcome to them. So there's some big flower pots, plastic flower pots are just outside the front. We don't really want those that here. I think they will be used by people in an unhelpful way. So speak to me afterwards if they're yours, and we'll arrange for them to go. Or if you'd love to have some flower pots for your garden, speak to me. We'd love to get rid of them to a good home. I'm going to put some pictures up on the board. So if children want to come to the front, why don't you come now? If you're old enough to read, if you're able to read, come and sit at the front. There's a whole row of space here, and then there's a couple of seats there that Steve's going to move there, so there's even more space. Well done, Lucas. Do come to the front. Hi, Helen. That's right. That's great. Anyone else would like to come to the front, please do. Put my board up. So as we've done for several years now, we're going to have a pause for Sunday school through the summer holiday weeks and look at Psalms through the summer. And Psalm 128 is the next in the list. In late August last year, we got to 127, so we're back to 128 now. I'll ask God for our help, and then I'll read it, and we'll think about it together. Almighty God, it's such a lovely day. Thank you so much for sunshine. Thank you for warmth. Thank you for summer. Thank you, Father, that we can meet as Christian people, and it's so good to sing together and so good to pray. Lord, we love you that you teach us in the Bible. Help us to listen together and learn together about your goodness and about your ways. Please help all of us concentrate and benefit from this. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So one more practical thing. If you've got little children with you who are finding it difficult to sit still and are uncomfortable, there's a little room just to the left that you go in on the way out. You can see a video screen of what's happening in here, and your child can have a bit more space. So if that's relevant for anyone, do take advantage of that. Psalm 128. A song of ascents. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please keep it open. We're going to be referring to that. Many of you know that I've just been on holiday back a couple of weeks ago. And when we were on holiday, we went walking on some hills, beautiful scenery. You need to have the right things to go for a walk on the hills, don't you? So I've brought to show you some of the things that you have if you go on a high hill where the weather can be really bad. So I've got a rucksack that I have to carry my things in. And because it's England, when you go up a hill, you're probably going to need a coat. But you can see I've not used this too much, can you? It's not too tatty and old. Not had too much bad weather. You need some proper shoes for walking in. My walking shoes. If I'd had it, there should have been a water bottle in there, shouldn't there? Because you get thirsty when you go for a walk. And in this, they've got a little zip pocket in there. I've got a compass to help me find my way. That's what we need for walking on a hill where the weather could be dangerous, could be bad weather. What if you're walking to the bus? That's what we're more likely to do in Dagenham. You don't need so much then, do you? You need to know where you're going, where the bus stop is. You might have on your phone, you might have one of those apps that tells you how soon the bus is coming, and then you'll need, got in my pocket, you'll need one of these, probably an Oyster card or something to pay for the bus ride. God's people used to go to the big city in the Promised Land called Jerusalem or Zion. They used to go there three times a year, and God gave them what they needed as they made that journey. They'd go there, it would be for a big gathering, so all the people would go. It's not they'd just go to any time you pick. They'd all go and meet together. And God gave them what they needed for the journey. It wasn't a waterproof coat. It wasn't an Oyster card, but he gave them songs to sing on their way. And that's what we've got. Psalm 128 is one of the songs of ascent. You see that in the writing just under the Psalm 128 heading. Ascent means going up. And these are the songs that the people sang when they went up to the main city, to Jerusalem. And they went and they had meetings. They'd remember all the good things God had done for his people before. They'd remember how, especially how he'd rescued them from Egypt and brought them to live the new life with him. They'd remember that. You might know the story of when Jesus went to one of those. Can you remember what happened to him when he went for one of those? Something strange happened to him, or surprising. He went with his dad and mum, well, with Joseph, his stepdad, and with his mum Mary. What? He got lost. That's right. He went there and, he said he hadn't got lost. His parents lost him and they left him and went back to their home, and they didn't realize until more than a day later. And they came back and they found him. But you can read that in the Bible, in the Gospel according to Luke. So that's on their way. Jesus would have done this as well. They sang these songs or these poems, and we've got one of them here, Psalm 128. Mark, can you put the slide up? We've got three things that we're going to see. In Psalm 128, it tells us that God blesses. It tells us who God blesses and what the blessing from God is. So blessing means a good thing. So God blesses, he does good things. Who are the people he blesses? And what good thing, what is the blessing he does for them? Which verse says that God, or says that people are blessed? Where does blessing come? Have a look in the Bible. Tell us which verses. Can anyone see who's got a Bible? Where does it talk about being blessed? Yes, in verse 1, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Where else does it say blessing or blessed? Verse 2 has got that. You will eat the fruit of labour, blessings and prosperity. Verse 4, yes, this will be the blessing, it says. And Margaret, I think you got one. Yeah, verse 5, may the Lord bless you. So you can see it's got this idea of being blessed. But what does blessed mean? Now, you might live next door to some people who own a dog, and you might say, oh, that blessed dog barked all night long, which is not saying a good thing about the dog. Or it might be a car alarm or something like that. You're not saying a good thing about it. That's not what the Bible means about blessed. Or sometimes nowadays, if a little child does something that's really sweet, the adults will say, the grown-ups will say, oh, bless, isn't that sweet? And that's not what the Bible is talking about. What the Bible is talking about when it says blessing is the person who's got the good life. If you've got blessed, you've got the good life. They've got life right. They have the good life. It's a good situation. So let me think of some kinds of things we would say mean someone is blessed today, even if we wouldn't use the word. If someone in school, you're all moving to a new class next year, aren't you? If you knew that someone else had a really good teacher who's always kind and really good at teaching, you'd think, well, they've got a good life, they've got a good situation. We could say they're blessed. If someone is in a family where they care for each other and they're not arguing all the time, you'd say, that's a blessed family. If a woman has got a mother-in-law who supports and helps her, doesn't sort of press her down and nag her, you'd say, that woman's blessed. If a person has a job that is fun and well-paid, you'd say, wow, they're blessed. They've got life right. They're in a good situation. If an older person has got friends who live nearby and their body is not full of aches and pains, you'd say, wow, they're blessed. They're old and they've got that situation. These are all ways in which we'd say people have got the good life. Things are going right for them. They're blessed. But the psalm says, not everyone who lived in God's promised land was blessed. Not all of them are to be congratulated. Not all of them have the good life or the best situation. Which are the ones who are blessed? Have a look in the Bible and tell me. Which kind of person is blessed? Sorry, someone have to put a hand up or shout a bit louder. Which kind of person is blessed? Yeah, someone who fears the Lord. Which verse does it say that? Verse 1 and another verse. Verse, it comes up in both verses. And so let's read those to see it. Verse 1, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. And verse 4, yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. So it's not everyone who lived in the promised land who had the blessing, who had the good life, who was living in a way that's to be congratulated. It's those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. Now, these are two ways of saying the same thing. They're saying this is the kind of person who's blessed. They're someone who fears the Lord. Now, you know what fear means. Do you know what fear means? What's another word for fear, would anyone say? Frightened, yeah? Another word? They feel fear. How would you use another word to say that? Yeah, scared is a very similar word, isn't it? Frightened, scared, terrified, trembling, all of those are words. We know what it's when we're scared. It's when we think something or it might hurt us or might hurt something we care about, and that's fear. But fear of God is not a fear when we're so scared we can't even move, we won't do anything. Fear of God means we're remembering everything we know about God. It was good that Sophie prayed. I didn't ask her to do this. She prayed that about us remembering God knows everything. And that's one thing. God made everything that there is. Even if you go up in an aeroplane high in the sky, you're not going to see anything that God doesn't know. God has made everything there is. God knows everything there is. God knows us everywhere we are. You know, even in the darkness where we think we might be hidden from God, God knows those things. God even knows what you and I are thinking inside our heads. He knows all those things. So remembering that about God, remembering he's very great, he's made everything, he knows everything, he rules everything, that is part of fearing God. It's remembering who he truly is. And God blesses those who remember who he is. How can you and I think right about God more this week? Maybe we can sing a song at home, a song you've remembered from church. That would help us fear God, to think right about him. Maybe read some of the Bible with people in your family. Really simple thing you can do. You can look at the sky in the summertime and see the sun. And remember, he has made the sun. That is a right way to think about God. So God blesses those who fear him. He blesses those who walk in obedience to him. Do you see that in verse 1? Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. Now, walk in obedience doesn't mean God says walk down that path and they're just walking down that path. It's about the way they live. So walking in obedience means walking in the way that God wants us to live. So they were walking to the big city for the big meeting, to remember all the things about God. And as they walked, they sang a song about how we live, how we walk in life. You see, everything I think or everything I say or everything I do, it can be in a good direction or a bad direction. It can be in God's way or it can be in the wrong way. So when I think of all the good things I have in my life, I can thank God for them. That's a step in the right direction. Or I can just ignore him. That's a bad step. When I do something that's wrong, I can admit that I've done wrong and say sorry to God. That's a good step. Or I can make excuses and blame other people. That's a bad step. When life is difficult, I can ask God for help. That's a good step. Or I can panic, or worry, or complain, or grumble. Those are all bad steps. You see, all the things we do, all the things we think, we can make good steps and go in the right direction, and that's walking in obedience. Yesterday, a driver had a car puncture just outside our house. I could just walk past and not take any notice. That's a bad step. Or I could go and say, are you okay? Can I help? Knowing that I probably couldn't, but I could see if there's anything I could do. Good steps and bad steps. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command. We'll be learning to walk in obedience if we're the people who are going to be blessed by God. So another question, how will you try to do what God wants this week? Can you think of something you might do? How will you try to do what God wants you to do this week? Let's look again at verse 1. Blessed, so these are the people who have the good life. They're the people to be congratulated. They're the people who are in a good situation. Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in obedience to him. So God blesses. He does good things for people. The people he does good for are those who fear him, who walk in obedience. And last thing, what's the blessing from God? What good does he do? And that's what the rest of the psalm is, and we'll have to look more quickly at that. But it's good life in work, in family, and in the whole country. See, before Jesus came, God's people lived in the promised land, and the blessing and the good life was for people who lived in the land. And see that in the next verse, verse 2. The blessed person, verse 2, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Who knows what prosperity means? Adults, help us with this. What does prosperity mean? What does it mean if someone's prosperous? Yeah, rich. Rich is the closest word, isn't it? Someone who's prosperous is rich. They've got lots of stuff, or they're doing well. Now, we tend to think, if I'm prosperous, we think if I'm a prosperous person, that means I won't have to do anything. Won't have to do any work. But we think, actually, if I'm prosperous, what will happen is that other people will go and do the work, and then they'll bring what they've done to me. That feels like being prosperous, doesn't it? But that's not what the Bible says the prosperity is that God gives. Look in verse 2. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Not you will eat the fruit of someone else's labor. Not that someone else will eat the fruit of your labor. That's the punishment or the curse. You will labor, and after you've labored, you will eat the fruit. So this is the better picture. It's quite a funny picture. What has that person got? They've got an enormous carrot, and they've gardened, so they've done some farming, and they've grown a carrot, and now they're eating their own carrots. That's what the psalmist said. You might hate carrots, but the idea is that they will succeed, they will be prosperous when they do work. They will enjoy what comes out of their work. That's a good thing. If people have that in their life, that's good. God said he would bless people in families. Verse 3, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. So your wife will be like a vine. We've got a new plant in the corner of church here. We do know about that, and we are keeping that, not like the pots out the front. How is my wife like that plant? It's not saying that, because it's comparing the wife to a vine that makes delicious fruit, and the fruit that comes from the wife is children in a family, because God's people love children and love to be in families. Having a family is something that makes people happy, and it's a sad thing when sometimes people want to have children, they can't. It makes a lot of sadness. Or when families are full of arguments instead of kindness and love, that's disappointing, because families are not meant to be like that. So God's blessing is in work. It's in families. Let's look for some more. Verse 4. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Jerusalem or Zion is the place where God had his palace. That's where he lived, so that's where the blessing would come from. And if they were blessed, it would mean they would live long and see their grandchildren. Verse 6, may you live to see your children's children. That means grandchildren. Well, Psalm 128 says God blesses, and it says who he blesses, the people who fear God and who walk in obedience. They keep making right choices. But the blessing it talks about is for the people before Jesus, the people who had farms in the Promised Land, the people who had families who lived there and who went to Jerusalem every year. Jesus has come now, and so the way God's people know blessing is different. We don't go to Jerusalem three times a year, do we? I don't know if anyone here goes three times a year. No, they don't. We don't need to do that. We come here to meet with God every week. Now, before Jesus came, God gave the good life that came from living in the land, eating what you'd worked for, having a family, visiting God's palace in Jerusalem. Those are things that happened sort of in this world. Now Jesus has come, the way of good life that we have from God is mainly to do with relations with God and with each other. Spiritual blessings, not this world blessings. So we don't go to Jesus for the blessings. Oh, sorry, we do go to Jesus. We don't go to Jerusalem. We go to Jesus. We can still have good things in this life, can't we? We still can enjoy when we work and get good things from our work. We still can be in families and be glad that we're in families. But in the New Testament, it says, now Jesus has come. Blessing is more to do with how we get on with each other and how we get on with God. So the work of our hands that God will bring reward from is when we join in with God's work, when we join in with his work of helping other people to follow Jesus. He says that's not going to be a waste. It's not going to be work that you do and nothing will come from it. He will use that work. We only live our lives for a little time, don't we? And then we will not live anymore. Do we want to do things in that life that will last forever? God says, join in my work, and that is work that will last forever. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? We can do things that will last forever. God gives us the blessings of life with him. So he chooses us, he makes us his children, he forgives us, he tells us his plan. And you can read all about those in Ephesians chapter 1 if you want to read those later. He chooses us, he makes us his children, he forgives us, he tells us his plans so that we can know. And if we have those things, we have the best situation. We have the good life. We are the people to be congratulated. If we're the people who know that we should fear God and obey him and have those blessings from him, we are blessed. Mark, could we have the next slide? There's a blank and then there's a one with words on. Here we go. This is what we've learned. God blesses. Who does he bless? God blesses the people who fear him. And what is God's blessing? God's blessing is that we will do things that will last as we join in his work, and we will have life with him and with others. What good things to sing about. Wasn't there a good song for them to sing about as they made that journey three times a year up to Jerusalem? Good things for us to think about today. Let's have a pause to think, then I'll pray, and then children, you can go back to sit with family. Okay, we're just going to think about what we've heard about. God blesses. He blesses the people who fear him and walk in obedience. And the blessing is these things. We do things that are last. We have life with him and with others. Just a moment quiet, and then I'll lead us in praying. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us in the psalm today that you are a God who gives good life. You give blessing. You give the right kind of life, the best kind of life. We thank you that when we join in with your work, we are doing something that will last forever, something that is good. We thank you too that you give us friendship with you. You make us your children. You forgive us for the bad things we've done. and you help us understand what your plan is. Lord, thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Just before I sit down and Steve comes and takes over, I thought it'd be nice to tell you, Jim at the back there, after I talked about marriage, the importance of marriage and weddings a while ago, said that he wants to commit to his fiance, who years ago, I think he said, had a stroke, didn't she? So she's actually unable to communicate and she's in a care home. But so tomorrow I'm going to the care home with Jim and we're going to do a short ceremony in which he is going to make the statement, expression of his love and his devotion to his fiance. They've not been able to marry because she's not been able to say that. But isn't that a good thing? So, and the care home staff are going to be there, and there's going to be some refreshments for us. But that's what we believe is good. I guess it fits with what we've looked at in Psalm 128. The blessing is to be in a family, a man and a wife with children. That's a good way of life, and we want to keep saying that in our church. Steve.